The cherry crops in Washington have been devastated by rain. Some reports say that as much as 25% of this year's cherry crop is unsalvageable. Does that mean no cherries for you? No. With me in the studio, Cheryl Weiser. Cheryl manages the Puget Sound Fresh Program at the Cascade Harvest Coalition. It's a food and farming resource center. Cheryl, thank you so much for stopping by again.
Thanks for having me.
So I've been reading these scary stories about the wet cherries, but you're shaking your head. Their cherries will be there.
Cherries will be there. Cherries have been there. And, you know, in Washington State, which is the largest producer of cherries in the Northwest, you know, like other fruits, we have lots of varietals. So you have early season cherries, which are things like Bings and Rainiers and Chelans, and we have later varieties of cherries. And in fact, there are a lot more growers that are starting to plant and grow later varieties of cherries. And so you'll see lots of cherries. Right now the report is actually pretty good for July. So there was an article in the Seattle Times today talking about the cherry crop and the rains that just happened in the last week or so. But I just posted an article from the Capital Press on Cascade Harvest Coalition's Facebook page, which is talking about what happened with the rains, but also that the cherries that are going to be coming in July are actually looking pretty good. And the other thing is we actually had an earlier crop this year, so it's a little bit of good news, bad news. Mm-hmm. And so that we had actually the crop came in around June 2nd.
I say I don't care about the price when it comes to Rainiers. They're available so for such a brief period, I will pay whatever it costs. But am I paying more this year for these cherries?
Well, I think in general, you know, with you know, there are a lot of factors to sort of bring into play here. And so I see prices for cherries anywhere from $4.99 to $5.99 a pound, sometimes $7.99 a pound. But I think as you see the season go on, you're going to see some different prices for cherries. So, you know, you have to take into effect labor. You might see a little higher prices because of gas, mm-hmm. Those kinds of things.
Now, how can you tell if a cherry is good? I mean, it's pretty easy to see if a cherry is bad. It's got bad coloration on it. How do you know when it's prime?
I think the first thing you really want to make sure of is that there is a stem attached. It's really critical because the stem is essentially how, with a lot of fruit, but with cherries in particular, that flavor and that freshness will be sealed in. You want to look for, a brighter, a green stem, and that's really important. And cherries really involve all the senses. So you want to first go for, you know, how do they feel? They should be firm, but, you know, have a little give. But you don't want anything that's spongy. You want them to be fragrant. Again, have the stem, and then they should really taste delicious.
Now, July 4th coming up next week, and I understand cherries can make a good barbecue sauce.
Yes, they can. Cherries are really versatile, and they can make a great barbecue sauce. And again, we have a recipe on our Facebook page, and this recipe is great. It has ancho, chili powder in there. And actually, the recipe calls for frozen cherries, but you can easily use fresh cherries.
Skinning cherries sounds tedious.
You don't have to skin cherries.
Perfect.
Actually, but if you pit cherries, I recommend there's a couple of ways. Get a cherry pitter. Because you will lose a lot of the juice and a lot of the pulp if you try to do it by hand. Or there is apparently a trick that you can do with a bobby pin or a paper clip.
So if you have a bobby
pin. Fun with cherries.
Fun with cherries. And also, of course, with July 4th, a lot of people with the hot weather we're experiencing are going to want some refreshing cocktails. Do you have a good recipe for a cocktail with cherries in it?
I do. And it's really funny about cherries because they seem to be the happy hour fruit. You know, just people love to do all kinds of things with booze and cherries. So there's a great recipe that you can do with some cherries that you would muddle. And actually, bartenders use an actual muddle. And for fruit, you want to use a plastic muddle. So you muddle the cherries, and you can put in some nice gin, because gin goes well with cherries, and some mint and some sparkling water, soda. And or you could probably do something that's more of a mocktail and replace it with something that's obviously non-alcoholic. I have a friend that she loves to roast cherries with a little sugar. And she's very inventive, and she uses a sage-infused lemonade. And then, you can do it with vodka or gin, but she likes bourbon, and I'm with her on that. And so you muddle the cherries again. You could also do the same with popsicles.
Sounds delicious. Cherries are in. Check them out. Cheryl Weiser manages the Puget Sound Fresh Program at the Cascade Harvest Coalition, a food and farming resource center. You can find links to articles and recipes about cherries at kuow.org. Just look for the conversation page. Thanks for coming in, Cheryl.
Thanks for having me.